Hello to all of our grandchildren. Today is Wednesday, February 7th, 2023. And this message comes from Grandma McCloskey and myself, Grandpa McCloskey. It's a message that Grandma and I have discussed as we get near the end of our life journey. And we wanted to share with you some of the life lessons that we have learned over the course of our 80 plus years that we hope will provide you with some insight and guidance, and at the very least, just pause to reflect on. So this is to all of you collectively and individually. Now, the reason why we're sending it at this time is because half of you are crossing the great divide between childhood and adulthood. The other half of you are now well into finding your place in the adult world. This is a significant time of change in your life as you begin to explore your inner self and compare your findings to your peers, your self-expectations, and the expectations that family and friends have placed on you. This time of your life is frequently filled with anxiety, even uncertainty, as you gradually realize your own strengths and weaknesses. This period of your life is also filled with a gradual awareness of the increasing size of your personal space as you meet and interact with more and more people each day. This growing awareness is intensified by your use of social media platforms such as TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram. And this is where the intrapersonal struggle between a need for social acceptance and self-identity begins and continues for most of your life. I'm talking primarily about the habit of comparing yourself to those other people in your social groups and close friends. You begin to classify friends as, quote, close friends, unquote, casual friends, unquote, social friends, unquote, and acquaintances, unquote. Each category has its own criteria for how much of your inner self you will share. Quote, close friends, unquote, such as a girl or boyfriend or mom and dad, have access to some of your most closely held secrets, while, quote, casual friends, unquote, such as teammates, people you work with, or classmates, have minimal access to your most closely held thoughts and secrets. As you begin to categorize your social groups, you also begin to compare yourself to members in each group. And this is where you'll find one of your biggest challenges. Will you minimize the ability of other people to shape your personality and identity? Or will you surrender your personal identity and growth to the demands and influences of your social groups? The former choice is the preferred method, since it allows you to develop your potential to its fullest and results in self-confidence and the best chance for a lifetime of happiness. It is Grandma's and my hope that you will consider some of the following thoughts to help you achieve your utmost potential in life. You are who you are for a reason. You're part of an intricate plan. You're a precious and perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within the womb. You're just what he wanted to make. The parents of you that you have were the ones that he chose. And no matter how you may feel, they were custom designed with God's plan in mind. And they bear the master's seal. Now, that problem you faced was not easy, and we all have them. And when you have problems, God weeps that it hurts you. But those problems were also allowed to shape your heart so that into his likeness you'd go. If you are so busy trying to please other people, you will never please yourself, because you will never know who you are. You will never know what you could have been because you were afraid of what friends would say. There has never been a single person like you in the history of the universe. You have this one life. Make yourself proud. One reason people resist change is because they focus on what they have to give up instead of what they have to gain. You have a choice each and every single day. Choose to feel blessed. Choose to feel grateful. Choose to be excited. Choose to be thankful. Choose to be happy. Comparison is like a thief that comes in the middle of the night to steal your joy. Whenever we compare ourselves to another person, we basically allow that thief to steal, quote, ourselves, unquote. The Lord in his goodness has shown you that every time you compare yourself or your life to someone else's, you're basically turning your back on all the beautiful gifts and talents that he has given you. Ask yourself if comparing yourself to someone else is getting you closer to where you want to be. You know, consider jealousy and envy. That's where you ask yourself or say to yourself, what they have is better. You grow to believe that good things are given to others, but not you. And what happens then is you falsely covet or strive to attain what someone else has that's not yours. Another part of this comparison issue is discontentment or unhappiness. What I have is, quote, less than. You look at your world and all around it and what it has to offer to satisfy and bring meaning or purpose, whether this is wealth or status, or being popular, you begin to believe God is withholding good from you. And finally, there's that feeling of inadequacy. Who I am is less than. You believe you can never measure up. You feel inadequate in the classroom, in your athletic activities, in your job. And you begin to believe that, again, God is withholding good from you. And this causes a great deal of insecurity in you. And I would conclude with one of my favorite quotes, never fear failure. Failure is nothing more than a new opportunity to figure out how to do something successfully. We, Grandma and I, love you guys dearly, and we hope that you will find some meaning and usefulness in these words.